Home Study Lesson, Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 24 through 29, Verse 30, Unit 7. Preparation Material for the Home Study Teacher, Summary of Daily Home Study Lessons. The following summary of events, doctrines, and principles students learned about as they studied Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 24 through 29, Verse 30, or Unit 7, is not intended to be taught as part of your lesson. The lesson you teach concentrates on only a few of these doctrines and principles. Follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit as you consider the needs of your students. Day 1. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 24 through 26. Through the Lord's counsel to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery about responding to trials, students learned that we should be patient and endure our afflictions because the Lord is with us. As students studied the Lord's counsel to Emma Smith about her role in the church, they identified several principles and chose one to focus on that they felt would be applicable in their own lives. Finally, students studied the Lord's declaration that all things are to be done by common consent in the church and considered how they can better fulfill their commitments to support those who have been called and sustained to serve in their wards or branches. Day 2. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 27. As students study Doctrine and Covenants, Section 27, they learned that as we partake of the sacrament, we are to remember the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. They also learned that we are living in the dispensation of the fullness of times, which brings together all gospel keys, ordinances, and truths of past dispensations. In order to be able to withstand evil in our day, students were encouraged to take upon themselves the whole armor of God. Day 3. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 28. From the Savior's Council to Oliver Cowdery, students learned that in the Church of Jesus Christ, individual members do not receive revelation to direct someone who presides over them, and that only the president of the church will receive revelation for the whole church. However, we may receive revelation for our own benefit and to help us in the callings and assignments we are given. Students also learn that church leaders have the responsibility to correct those who are leading others astray, and that in the Church of Jesus Christ, all things must be done in order. Day 4, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29, verses 1 through 30. From the Savior's instruction about the Second Coming and the events following the millennium, students learn that those who come to the Savior will be prepared for the trials and tribulations of the last days and will receive eternal life. This lesson also helps students understand that because Jesus Christ atoned for our sins and is our advocate with the Father, we can lift up our hearts and be glad. Introduction. This lesson provides students with an opportunity to deepen their understanding of the importance of putting on the whole armor of God. As students learn about each piece of the armor of God, they will have an opportunity to evaluate the strength of their armor and make changes as prompted by the Holy Ghost. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 27, verses 15 through 18. The Lord commands His people to put on the whole armor of God. Bring some type of protective equipment to class, such as protective sports equipment, safety glasses, medical gloves, a construction helmet, or a protective vest. Ask students to explain the purpose of the equipment and how it works to protect the wearer. Explain that while these things protect us physically, the Lord gave counsel to help protect us spiritually. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 27, verse 15 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord said we must do to be protected spiritually. What do we need to do in order to be protected spiritually? According to this verse, what did the Lord promise those who put on the whole armor of God? Write the following principle on the board. If we take upon ourselves the whole armor of God, we will be able to withstand evil. Why do you think it is important to put on the whole armor of God, and not just a part of it? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 27, verses 16 through 18 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and identify each piece of spiritual armor we need to put on to be able to withstand evil. Invite a student to serve as scribe and list or draw the pieces of armor on the board as the class identifies them. You may want to point out that the Apostle Paul also taught about the whole armor of God. See Ephesians 6, verses 11 through 17. To help students understand the significance of the spiritual protection described in these verses, divide the class into small groups and assign each group one of the pieces of armor. Give each group a copy of the following statement by President Harold B. Lee and the following information and questions pertaining to their assigned piece of armor. Invite students to work within their groups to answer the questions for their assigned piece of armor and be prepared to share their answer with the class. Quote, "We have the four parts of the body that the Apostle Paul said are the most vulnerable to the powers of darkness. The loins, typifying virtue, chastity. The heart, typifying our conduct. Our feet, our goals or objectives in life. And finally, our head, our thoughts." End quote. Loins girt about with truth. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verses 15 and 16. President Lee said, quote, "The loins is that part of the body between the lower rib and the hip, into which you will recognize are the vital organs which have to do with reproduction." End quote. To gird implies tying firmly with a belt. Why do you think Satan attacks our purity, virtue, and chastity? How do you think knowing God's standard of morality can help us stay pure, virtuous, and chaste? Scripture study helps gird us in truth and helps protect truth and chastity. Breastplate of Righteousness, Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verse 16. According to President Lee, what does the breastplate protect? How do you think the righteousness of our hearts or our desires influences our ability to fight our spiritual battles? Feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verse 16. Having your feet shod means wearing shoes or protection on your feet. According to President Lee, what do our feet represent? How does Satan attack our goals and objectives in life? What has God given us to hold to in order to help us keep our feet moving along the path of life toward our goals? See 1 Nephi chapter 8, verse 24. How can focusing on righteous goals and objectives help us overcome temptation? The shield of faith, Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verse 17. What do you think it means to quench all the fiery darts or temptations of the wicked? How has your faith shielded and protected you? The helmet of salvation, Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verse 18. According to President Lee, what is protected when our head is covered? Why is it important to protect our thoughts? How does Satan attack our thoughts? What specific things can we do to protect our thoughts? The sword of my spirit, Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verse 18. How can the Spirit help us overcome Satan's attacks? What advantage does having the Spirit give us in our fight against evil? How does the Word of God help us to use the sword of the Spirit? What can you do to invite the Spirit into your life more? After students have reported their answers, read the following statement by Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles and ask students to listen for how we put on the strength and armor of God. Quote, "I like to think of this spiritual armor not as a solid piece of metal molded to fit the body, but more like chainmail. Chainmail consists of dozens of tiny pieces of steel fastened together to allow the user greater flexibility without losing protection. I say that because it has been my experience that there is not one great and grand thing we can do to arm ourselves spiritually. True spiritual power lies in numerous smaller acts woven together in a fabric of spiritual fortification that protects and shields from all evil." End quote. What are some small acts that, combined in their strength, will help protect us against temptation and evil? Invite students to look back at the opening lines of Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verse 15. What attitude should we have as we put on the armor of God? We should lift up our hearts and rejoice. Why should we have this attitude? What Scripture Mastery passage did you learn about this week that also counsels us to lift up our hearts and rejoice. Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verse 13. Consider inviting students to repeat it together or recite it from memory. How can following the command in Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verse 13, to cleave to our covenants with Heavenly Father, protect us from Satan? Ask students to consider what they have learned in today's lesson, and invite them to choose one specific thing they can do to better put on the armor of God. Encourage them to write what they will do on a piece of paper that they can refer to often as a reminder of their commitment. To conclude this lesson, invite a few students to share their testimonies of the truths taught in this lesson. Next unit, Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 31 through 50, and sections 30 through 35. How many of Heavenly Father's children were cast out of heaven in the pre-earth life? Why were they cast out? What does it mean to thrash or thresh the nations? In the next unit, students will learn the answers to these questions. They will also learn about early church members who were called to, quote, thrash or thresh the nations by the power of the Spirit, end quote. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 35, verse 13.